fidgeting refers to small movements that we make without thinking much about it. But did you know that there are other, more beneficial fidgets for those of us with ADHD? Ever notice that your chair feels more uncomfortable when you're really trying to concentrate on something, so you feel the need to shift around constantly? Or that you feel a sudden urge to pace or bite your lips if you're in the middle of an argument with somebody? You may not have realized it at the time, but this could be your brain using fidgety movements to send messages like, "It's time to concentrate," or "You need to calm down." That's why I wanted to take some time today to help you understand what stimming is, how fidgeting can help you to focus or improve other executive functions, and give you 6 mindless fidgets to help you stim that won't disrupt your classmates, colleagues, or other people in your home. All of this on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
Can you just sit still? Why are you always wiggling? Do you see anybody else moving right now? Many of us with ADHD have heard these phrases from teachers, parents. We may have even said them to ourselves. It's one of the reasons why children and even some adults may be labeled as disruptive or bad. They just can't sit still. And now, thanks to years of research studies, we know that all of those tiny fidgety movements, those are your brain trying to focus or pay attention or problem solve. In fact, fidgeting may be an outward representation of someone desperately trying to improve their attention and alertness or control their emotions. Fidgeting is a type of stimming or self-stimulating behavior. In other words, movements, patterns, or repetitions used to stimulate a certain response. In the case of ADHD, it may be that you are trying to focus or organize your thoughts or calm yourself down after an emotionally reactive situation. If you've ever found yourself squirming in your seat or pacing or chewing on the side of your cheek, tapping your pen on the desk or tapping your foot on the floor, you may have been using fidgeting as a form of stimming. Fidgeting can help us ADHDers to manage anxiety by giving us an outlet for our pent-up energy. It can help us improve our focus by increasing the number of neurotransmitters we have that control attention. And it can help to calm your nervous system because repetitive movements are a way that you can help to redirect energy from an uncomfortable situation to help relieve stress or frustration. Researchers have found that engaging in a fidget that doesn't disrupt somebody else, aka a mindless fidget, can greatly improve your attention and focus. A 2021 study from the University of Auckland in New Zealand asked adults with ADHD to undergo an MRI where they captured brain images while participants were asked to fidget. Researchers discovered that when fidgeting, participants' brains showed increased blood flow volume to the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain that controls, you guessed it, executive function. And there you have it, a direct link between your inability to stay still and your ability to focus or pay attention or follow through. The key to tapping into the benefits of these fidgeting behaviors is to A, make sure that whatever you're doing isn't going to disrupt other people around you, and B, make sure that the action you're taking is truly mindless and not something that you're actually thinking about as you're doing it. Curious about what those might be? Here are 6 ways that you can mindlessly fidget to help improve your focus and executive functions. Number 1, bouncing. Now, this doesn't have to be actually bouncing up and down, but if you've ever seen those chairs that they put in elementary school classrooms where it's an exercise ball on a tripod, The idea is that those subtle shifts are engaging a part of you that is a stimming behavior. If you don't have an exercise ball or one of those fancy tripod chairs, you could try wrapping a rubber exercise band around the legs of your chair and then bouncing your feet against it as a form of bouncing. Bouncing could also be considered as tapping your fingers on a desk or tapping your foot on a floor. Number two, walk, pace, or just move. You could try taking a walk or pacing up and down the stairs during an important phone call when you really want to pay attention. Or you could think about investing in a treadmill desk. Yes, that is actually a thing. If a treadmill desk might be too much, you could look at purchasing one of those under-the-desk bicycles to keep your feet moving while you're working. The biggest thing is to make sure that any movements that you're doing don't interfere with the main task at hand. Number three, doodle or color. A 2009 study discussed on the Harvard Health blog found that participants who doodled while listening to a long voicemail message actually retained 29% more details than those who did not. The big key here is to remember that you are trying to mindlessly doodle, not create your next Picasso or Rembrandt. If drawing or doodling requires too much of your focus, you could try coloring. Number four, chewing gum. That's right, folks. All of those years that we have been told not to chew gum in class, think of the focus we could have been having. But seriously, if you're a gum chewer like me, keep some of your favorite flavor on hand so that you can pop a stick in your mouth when you need to improve your focus and concentration. I keep a pack of my favorite extra polar ice on my desk, in my car, in my purse, and other places around the house so that I can always have it within reach. I honestly go through about 8 to 10 sticks a day, minimally. Number five, play with texture. There's a chance you may have come across sensory strips at some point on the internet or on social media. They look like if a Band-Aid and a piece of sandpaper had a baby. And that baby can go a long way in helping you to relieve anxiety, improve your focus, and regulate your restless energy. If you aren't quite sure what a calm strip is, I'll be sure to link to it in the show description below. They're not sponsoring me. I just think it's a great idea. And finally, keep your shoes on. File this one under TikTok made me do it. But darn it, I am a convert. Psychologists believe that there is something about putting on shoes that tells your brain that it is time for action. And while I know that wearing shoes isn't exactly a fidgeting behavior, it is a form of stimming. And if you're a no-shoes home, you could pick up a pair of shoes that could be your productivity pair, a pair that you would only wear while you're working, or you could buy a pair of slippers to wear at home that resemble shoes. Did you discover a fidgety behavior that you have today that you now recognize as a form of stimming? Or maybe you have a fidget that works really well for you that you would like to share? Drop me a comment below or leave me a voicemail at the link in the description to let me know about your fidgety behaviors or some fidgety behaviors you plan to adopt. And if you need me, I'll be over here with my shoes on, bouncing on an exercise ball, chewing gum, doodling with one hand, and rubbing a sensory strip with the other, trying to write my next episode, which is all about how awareness is so important when you're developing coping strategies for ADHD. So be sure that you have followed or subscribed to the ADHD Mompreneur so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD Mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,